Time for people in your neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Come, come, oh come, come Emmanuel. Come, come, oh come.
Well, I definitely think that's an appropriate song. Come, come Emmanuel. Talking with Ron Smith this morning with First United Methodist Church. That's the theme
for this year's
Christmas concert. Good morning, and you brought a guest with you this morning.
I sure did. Good morning, and thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
With us this morning is Lori Hall, and she is our bell player.
All right.
Our hand bell player in the concert, and it is amazing to hear her play and to watch her play. It's a full experience of music with the energy that she generates. It's just a lot of fun.
So tell me a little bit more about the concert, you know, how many years it's been going on and what we're helping raise money for.
Sure. This is our 8th year of concerts. We do 2 a year, one at Christmas and one around the 4th of July as a patriotic concert. And they are free will offerings to help support the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison here in Pierre. The chaplaincy program out there is not funded by the state, and it's all based on generous churches and groups that help raise money for them. And so we're one of the groups that really feel supporting the women out there is very, very important while they're in prison and while after they've been released also.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Ron, you're going to be performing on the organ and the piano. Lori is going to be doing the bells. Lori,
yes.
My sister used to ring bells when she was younger. That is really kind of a talent to get the right bell when you're looking at sheet music. How did you get involved with bell ringing and then also with the Christmas concert?
I have been ringing bells since I was 9. We had, at our church, we had our church concerts or the church programs. And so I got involved with bell choirs very young. And as I got older, I went to the Bells of the Hills and was with them for about 8 seasons before we moved to Pierre. And I never anticipated being a solo bell ringer. But when we got the bells, Ron said, "Hey, you're pretty good at this. Let's have some fun." And so we started playing duets together with the bells and the piano and organ.
So, Ron, also as part of the concert, you've got a couple of vocalists that are going to be performing. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, we are very blessed to have Jeff Specht joining us and Shelley Arvidson joining us, both amazing vocalists and so willing to share their gift of music with the city of Pierre and to help raise money for the Church of Hope.
Now, of course, the concert is Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4 at First United Methodist Church here in Pierre. If folks are wondering where that's at, how can they find it?
Yeah, the church is at 117 North Central here in Pierre. And we always tell people it's that castle-looking church, kitty corner from Zesto. And that kind of cues people in where it's at.
And if folks are still wondering, it's only about a block north of the radio station.
Correct,
so.
Correct, yeah. A grand old space, a wonderful space to share music in. And the church is decorated beautifully for Christmas. And it's a really neat experience for us and for everybody who joins us in the audience. And we do congregation singing with the organ there, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement generated.
And if folks want to get involved or learn more information, how can they do that?
They can call the church office, 605-224-5939, and they can sure get any questions answered through the church office at First Methodist also.
And talking with Ron Smith, Lori Hall this morning, talking about O Come Emmanuel, the concerts for the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison. It's going to be taking place Sunday, December 14th from 2 until 4 over at First United Methodist Church here in Pierre. Both of you, thank you for coming in. Look forward to hearing the wonderful music of the season and also the great work that's being done to help those that are incarcerated and really maybe turn that corner and start afresh for the new year.
Correct. So. Yes, and thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Details online at drgnews.com.